The Piano Man. He was only a few months into retirement and already bored with the daily diet of Judge Judy and Seinfeld reruns. So, he decided to give it another shot. He had long ago forgotten why he had abandoned the dreams that his mother had for him. Maybe, just maybe, it was still hidden within, lying dormant, waiting for him to bring it forth and try again. As a 7-year-old, quitting seemed obvious. While his buddies played stickball out in the street, chased bank robbers and Indians through the alleys, and pissed off old Lady Zimmerman shooting at her 16 cats with their BB guns, he sat rigidly in Mr. Polanski's parlor, staring at the ivory-toothed Steinway. 2 afternoons a week in every Saturday morning. Finally, his stubbornness broke the will of his mother and Mr. Polanski. His efforts, which at one time held great promise, were now deemed pathetic by the concert pianist. His mother reluctantly agreed and released him to his hoodlum pals. Today, sitting alone in silence, his past now seemed to be calling him back. A yearning stirred deep within him to resurrect his mother's dreams and, maybe, try once again. Judge Judy and Seinfeld could go to hell. He surprised himself. Well, shocked, actually. What an insolent 7-year-old once considered a waste of time, now burned with artistic passion. Unpracticed fingers awoke. Muscle memory was remembered, and the nearly forgotten black dot notes danced across every page. His new teacher was amazed watching his student's childlike discovery. Something was astir, and it was just beginning to come into focus. He had it! The crouched tiger that had been sleeping in his soul all those years awoke, ferocious and hungry, poised to roar, his graceful expression and full octave reach feeding the frenzy as the teacher and student attacked each session. Yes, indeed, he had it. After 3 years of sunset afternoon practice sessions that lingered into moonrise nights, the teacher pronounced his late-in-life prodigy ready. Those soulful expressions and sensuous fingers eager to go forth into the world. A new life. A new passion. The concert hall was booked and the date was set. 500 seats sold out in a matter of hours. Family, friends, patrons of the art, they all eagerly slapped down their plastic. Editors from 3 newspapers would cover the event. Barely 2 hours remained before the curtain would rise. He struggles as he finished dressing. Whoever invented the tuxedo's bow tie should be quartered and drawn, he thought as he struggled with its tentacles. Finally, it yielded, but still looked more like a Boy Scout knot than an elegant accessory. He was standing at the kitchen sink, sipping a cup of nerve-settling Earl Grey as he took the gold cufflinks from the box his mother had given him. They were her father's. He held one up to the light, admiring how it sparkled, thinking of how proud she would have been on this special night. He turned it over in his fingers to admire its glow when it slipped. He watched it tumble into the sink. Plunk! The drain swallowed it whole. His slender fingers, those graceful, marvelous fingers that would deliver his heart-rending interpretation of box number 7 in F major, easily slipped into the drain, probing the depths for his grandfather's cufflink. It was his cat that bumped the switch for the garbage disposal.